Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, June 18th, National Go Fishing Day. Sharing a table in the cafe with us this morning, Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. On the Black Lands Cafe Facebook page, after Jeremy Gomez's visit, we ask, what technology trends are you looking forward to or not in the next few years? Jan Lovell Riley, as usual, has a very thoughtful response. Techies might find it cool to be able to lock their doors, turn on and off lights, or have Siri keep track of their playlist. But what else are these software programs tracking and sharing? Thanks, Jan. Let us hear from you. Today's factoid, the Netherlands is the only country with a national dog. It's the Kishond. Birthdays, 80 years old today, Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Brock. Seventy-seven years old today, 64 very much in the rearview mirror, Sir Paul McCartney. This day in history. June 12, 1812, President Madison signs a declaration of war against Great Britain, and the War of 1812 begins. On this day in 1815, Napoleon meets his Waterloo, literally as Britain's Duke of Wellington ends Napoleon's domination of Europe. Listen, all you wanna do is ride around This day in 1928, Amelia Earhart becomes the first woman to fly across the Atlantic. And in 1983, Sally Ride becomes the first American woman in space. On the KETR events calendar, the Songwriter Showcase from 6:30 to 9 this evening at Mugs in Downtown Commerce. Host Brad Davis invites you to perform up to 2 original songs in any style or genre. No covers, please. And the event is free. For more information, see the events calendar at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Paul McCartney, whose birthday is June 18th. Why should I retire? Sit at home and watch TV? No thanks. I'd rather be out playing. And play he did in Arlington just the other night. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
And normally we talk about events going on in Greenville or organizations, whatever. But going to do something different. Pud mentioned in passing to me that you, what do you tell me what?
Well, I've never been one to, you know, I love to read, and I just like love to read all kinds of random things. But somehow this year, right at the 1st of January, I got off on reading a couple of books on Texas, and it just made me stop and think, what would happen if I just spent a whole year reading Texas?
Yeah.
And it can be nonfiction, it can be fiction, it can be by a Texas author, it can be a book about Texas. There's a great randomness, you know, it's just been fun to see what could show up on my list. And I'm about 21 books into it this mm-hmm. year so far, and yeah. having a grand time.
And one thing leads to another, and you don't know necessarily where that will
exactly,
be.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I've read everything from Lonesome Dove. You know, and some of these are books you're supposed to read that I just never had.
You may be the only person in Texas who had not read Lonesome Dove.
Well, and in all confession, I was living in Missouri when it came out.
Okay. Well, that
but
would
still,
partly explain it, but it's a great book.
Oh, it was just wonderful.
Yeah, it's a wonderful book.
And it was one of those that I found myself thinking, why has it taken me this long to read it?
Yeah, and as people say, the it's hard to believe, but the book is probably better than the miniseries.
I went and bought that. This is the 30th anniversary, and I went and got that and watched it as well.
Yeah,
another one that I absolutely love that is a Texas classic that you really should put on your reading list, and I recommend it for anybody, is called Goodbye to a River by John Graves, which was written in, I believe, actually the late 50s, early 60s. And I listened to the book. The narrator mm-hmm. that they chose to do it had the wonderful gravelly voice mm-hmm. of that would have so fit Mr. Graves. And it's the story of a man. He was a World War II vet who takes a 2-week canoe trip along the Brazos River between Possum Kingdom Dam and Lake Whitney. And this was an area, the river he grew up on. And at that point, they were thinking about damming the river, very much like they ended up doing with the Colorado for flood control. And he, so that's why the book was called Goodbye to a River, is he really took the journey thinking that would be the end. And in the end, the book created such a sensation, they only built Lake Granbury. And that he is credited with saving the Brazos River. So, which we were all grateful for.
Right. We just drove over it the other day ourselves. It's looking great.
But his history, when he talks about, and you really appreciate how hard that land was fought for.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all of that. And his descriptions of the wildlife, of the river, the ghosts that he imagines he sees from knowing from the history. It's just extraordinary.
The name of the book again and the author.
Goodbye to a River by John Graves. Mm-hmm. That right now is the top of the list with Lonesome Dove just barely under it.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. We're talking about Pud's Texas reading journey that she is taking this year. Very, very interesting. You mentioned how hard the land was fought for, and then you also mentioned to me that are you right now reading T.R. Fehrenbach's Lone Star?
Yes, I've just got a couple of chapters left to finish that.
Well, that is very much about that same.
Oh, yes, very, very much. And many of the books often have that theme. And I guess Fehrenbach's book, one of the things I enjoyed about it is I think it explains why that is, mm-hmm. to understand, again, how hard that land, the fight back and forth, you know, with the Comanches and everything. And even though I've read it before, let me also just add that if anyone has not read Empire of the Summer Moon, which is the book about the Comanches in that area, and just what an admiration you end up with for how skilled they were.
Carol Taylor, of course, regular guest,
yes,
on this program, mentioned that book.
And that's a great one. If you want something lighthearted, God Save Texas. Not God Save Texas. Stories of Texas by W.F. Strong. He's a regular contributor to the Texas Standard that airs on your station.
That's right.
And I believe it's every Thursday morning he comes on and does a piece.
And I believe we have a syndicated program of his that we carry too.
Yes, mm-hmm. And so and then a lot of this is a collection of those, but it's absolutely marvelous and it's laugh out loud fun. A couple of novels that I've thoroughly enjoyed. The Iron Orchard, which was another one that was written some time ago, but is about the oil business, mm-hmm. in Texas. Mm-hmm. And in particular, out in the Permian Basin area. That's very, very good. And then a contemporary one is Bluebird, Bluebird, which is set in East Texas. And it's the story of an African-American Texas Ranger, which was and still is a rarity, who is plunked down in the area where he grew up to solve two murders. And it's a great book.
And it's a novel.
It's a novel, uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, so you've got now still about 6 months left to go here.
I do.
Actually, maybe seven.
I do. And I've got the list of books I have on there is long and things. I still, you know, I've got Friday Night Lights. I've got, I've seen the movie, on it, but I've never read The Last Picture Show. There's a new, there's a newish biography on Audie Murphy, The Price of Valor, that sounds really, really good.
So you've got a long way to go.
I do, and lots of good stuff.
And then this is all contributing to your Monday night, once a month, the readers get together.
Yes, yes, and they're always eager to see what it is that, you know, what have I come up with this time on my, what I call it is my year of reading Texas.
Well, we'll as we come to the end of the year, we'll revisit this.
Sounds okay. Like fun.
Very good. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.